And we have New Year's Eve coming here in about 4 or 5 days. I'm going to begin today with the children of the devil in the occult world. I believe they are. Out of a CBS News, there was a correspondent, Catherine Herridge. She predicts a black swan event in 2024. I'm telling you, there is no such thing as a black swan event. Maybe an asteroid that's been hurling through the universe for 20 million years hitting the Earth, that might be a black swan event. Random. But I say that there are no black swan events. Yeah, there are events that change things. Things that we maybe don't expect. But she's saying that in 2024 there's going to be a black swan event. And I believe that she has been prepped by the people and the families and the powers behind the scenes to predict a black swan event, to give her credibility, to give CNN or CBS credibility. During the year-end CBS News Correspondents' Roundtable, Herridge, the network's senior investigative correspondent, made a grim prediction for 2024, referring to a potential black swan event, a national security crisis with unpredictable high impact. No, it will be predictable. A black swan event refers to an unpredictable or unforeseen event, typically one with extreme consequences. The only black swan event that I know of was Donald Trump winning the election. That was a black swan event. That was something they couldn't control back in 2016. They have not been able to control Donald Trump's political demise to this point. That is what you could say a continuing black swan event. Herridge, she's a seasoned reporter who has covered national security and intelligence for years because she is deep state. She is globalist. Had an unsettling message regarding what the future might hold, especially under the Biden regime. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I have talked about it, and I'm going to present it again. There will be a black swan event. Now, I'm going to be careful in how I phrase this, because using the word black, people are going to misunderstand what I'm saying. Barack Hussein Obama is the black swan event that is coming in 2024. He has returned to power. Remember, he is partially black, partially white, 50-50 for the most part. But using the term black swan event doesn't imply a racial slur or an attack on Barry Satoru. His return to power, I believe it will be in 2024. That will be a black swan event, but still, it is predicted. It is a predictable outcome of the coming election. The black swan event, another possible black swan event, is no 2024 election, but it is predicted. The Democrats, I shouldn't say Democrats, the occult world, the people that rule this country in secret societies in the occult, in the dark, in the hidden world of witchcraft, they control this nation. Not only nationally, but in the state governments. They are not going to leave power. No election will remove them from power. They are here to stay. I'm telling you the truth. The Black Swan event will be Barry Satoru once again returning to the office of what we call the presidency. Secondly, no 2024 election. A Black Swan event. You can say, thirdly, something that is predicted, but you could say unpredictable, but I say predicted. These people in the occult are not going to leave office. They are not going to leave the power structure of this government. It is a Black Swan predicted event. It won't be to them. It will be to us. It will be a predictable event to us.
Exchange for 40 hostages.
But not to them. She says, this coming month, mine is a little dark, she began. I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of a Black Swan event. She outlined several factors contributing to her prediction, a number of concerns that I have, that factor into that. She emphasized internal divisions within the United States. Oh, that's a prediction. Internal, you know, wars taking place. We're going to go to a break. I'll be back and we'll continue Black Swan events.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard there was. If ever a wizard of Oz there was, the wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
So, concerning Black Swan events, another Black Swan event that we can look for is once Barack Obama returns to power in this country, his right-hand man that will assist him during this new position eventually will be Bill Gates. That will be a black swan event. But Bill Gates will also work closely with Barack Obama in the future. Another black swan event, most likely, is that our Constitution is going to be replaced with some new form of government. This is predictable. This is what I say the individuals in Washington, D.C., in the Democrat and Republican Party, the rhinos, for the most part, most are in the occult. Most in the Democrat Party in power in the cabinet, in this administration, are in the occult. Most members in the CIA, the Defense Department, the intelligence agencies. This would be unheard of, unbelievable, unimaginable if it wasn't for the fact that these people are openly talk about about being members in Freemasonry or Skull and Bones like Ron DeSantis. And like the Bushes, George Jr., he didn't want to discuss his membership in the Skull and Bones. Bill and Hillary don't want to discuss the matter of them being Illuminati. Go to search engines. You'll find out who is in what occult, what secret society. Joe Kennedy was a member of Pilgrim Society. Henry Kissinger, Pilgrim Society. The Dulles brothers, years ago, which most in this audience don't know who I'm talking about, Pilgrim Society. Winston Churchill, Pilgrim Society. Most of the presidents, let's see, Roosevelt, let's go back to Coolidge. They were mostly, most of them were, not Coolidge, who am I thinking of? Woodrow Wilson, secret societies, Pilgrim Society. In England, almost every person that has been prime minister in England is in one way or another connected to Pilgrim Society. And Pilgrim Society is the most secret society, other than straight out, eyes wide shut members, white, wealthy, rich, that come from generational Satanism, going back to probably before the time of Rome. Every generation, the children are programmed into the occult. And as time goes on, they become more sophisticated because the societies become more sophisticated. Technology, and just the way the world is always moving forward. Black swan events. There is a black swan event that I will mention to you, that the occult world, they are They know that in the Bible there is a black swan event, which would, I will phrase it this way, it will be a white swan event, which will, if the Constitution of this country isn't going to keep these wicked people from doing their evil, something, there must be something in this universe that is going to disturb them. And there is. In the Bible, it will be within the Christian family. Most of the Christian family internationally is apostate. They are far from God. They don't know God. They are limited in their knowledge of who God is. They have no understanding of God's eternal plan or purpose. They are basically the diet generation every 100 years with each church is the same diet. The diet out of the Gospels in the New Testament. And that is that diet is fabulous. But then you add to that the epistles of the Apostle Paul and Peter and the other writers, it increases the knowledge and understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan for the last 2,000 years. But then you go to the book of Revelation, which was written probably 60, 70 years after Christ's ascension, the last thing that was written, given to the Apostle John, the book of Revelation, that book talks about a small group of people in the churches of Christ that actually have a perfect understanding, knowledge of God. They know Him. They serve Him. They are loyal to Him. And nothing interferes with their allegiance and walk and relationship with Him. This is what the occult, these people are feared of all people by the occult world. Example, after Christ ascended, the occult world of that time in Rome and in the priesthood in Israel, they knew there was a spiritual power that was given to these new believers that they could not interfere with. So they had to kill these people. They couldn't persuade them to stop talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ because it was exhibited. So Rome had to martyr them. The priesthood had to ridicule and demonize them. It didn't matter. And in this time that we're in this country, there is this group of people once again, and they're hidden to some degree. The occult world, this is a aspect of true Christianity they cannot eliminate. They cannot be victorious over it. This is what they fear. They fear these people in the body of Christ, in the lampstands of God, that even to the death, they will be faithful to their God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The occult world is at war with God in the heavens, with the thought of an individual who raised from the dead and has the power to forgive sins. This is one thing, this is why Islam hates the Muslim people to receive Jesus Christ. They killed these people right away. Because one thing Islam cannot offer the Muslim people is forgiveness of sins. And the Muslim people are tormented by the jinn, by their equivalent of the demons. We would call them demons. Islam calls them the jinn. And the Muslim people are very aware of something hidden in the invisible world called the jinn. And they're tormented. And they know they have the thought of eternal damnation. This is why Islam is Christ is so hated in the Muslim communities, because the Muslim people can have Christ gives them and frees them from their sins. He washes their sins away. There's not much talk about this. You ask a Muslim, does Allah forgive your sins? Does Allah wash away your sins? Does Allah have the power to free you from the bondage of sin? And they'll tell you, they won't answer you. But honestly, they know that because of their sins, the jinn have rights to torment them in a spiritual fashion, in a spiritual way. And even though they're devout in their worship to Allah, still Allah cannot wash away their sins. That's in the Islamic world. Now, in the occult world, in this country, we're ruled by the people in the occult. And they know there's a white swan event, I say, that's coming to them. And they know, and they don't know in which way God is going to begin to destroy all that they have been building for the last 6,000 years. They know it's coming. They read the Bible. They know in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven that Christ presented when he came, this thought of a kingdom, eternal kingdom, a kingdom in which he is the king of a kingdom, they know this kingdom is continuing to grow. As all that they do to keep it from growing, to keep it from expanding, to keep it from becoming more powerful, no matter what they do, it, through the power of the Holy Spirit, continues to thrive. The people continue to believe in a God who offers eternal life and forgiveness of sins and a future in time and an eternal future after death. They know the power of everything that I'm presenting, and they don't know how God is going to use these faithful Christian people who will not yield to darkness and not yield to the sins of life, that will be faithful to God even in the face of death and martyrdom and persecution and hardships. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
This is Craig James from Just Inform Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. You guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to TheFreedomPeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
If you enjoy having a real, live Christmas tree, then you might be surprised to learn there's a good chance your first horde of holiday guests may be the Christmas tree bugs that came with it. Tom and Leslie tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers on the next Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
All right. Now, to finish with the matter of Black Swan events, the biggest Black Swan event that the world is ever going to experience is the return of Jesus Christ, and when he gathers all the wicked people, all of the occult families, and destroys them. Now that will be a black swan event, and it is coming. A little less than 10 years out, the occult world is going to come to an end. You know, I'm going to read to you. There is a individual. His name is Marcel L. Garcia Jr. And the late OSS, which was the Office of Security, the OSS before, in 1947, right after World War II, it eventually was replaced by the CIA. It was a covert operation, and this individual, Garcia Jr., Marcel L. Garcia Jr., wrote a book. And the book, here's the name of it. It was released in 2010 to you might say, give you some reality to what I am presenting as far as this nation is ruled by people in the occult. Okay, his book, Was Satan Unleashed in the CIA? That was the name of the book. In the book, he had documented evidence that revealed factual information that a stunning story that in which he talked about, we are so close to the end. We're to the end time. This world will reach a peak of evil. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 17. There is a cup in the story, and this cup is filled with filth, with evil. And eventually the cup, when it is full, it begins to overflow. And when it begins to overflow, that is when God says enough, and he begins to bring the judgments. This is evil. The world can only take so much evil. There is a limit. God has set a boundary to the limit of the evil of man and the children of the devil that rule this world. Not perfectly. There comes a day when the judgment has to come. The punishment will come. He writes this book, and that the fulfillment of evil will not come until the Antichrist, as we in the Christian thinking, and the false prophet come to power. When they come to power, they are the ones who finish filling that cup of evil. In Revelation chapter 17, the first verses, I saw a woman drunk with the blood of saints. They have to fill that, they have to finish filling that cup with evil, with death, murder, wickedness. So he says that there are ties between the CIA and Satan. And because of the global neo-Nazi satanic occult order, which is O9A, and he says there is this order of nine angels, a satanic occult, which ties to Nazism, headquartered in Britain, and it just released a document. These devil worshippers in Britain, filled from the times of Rome, with the witchcraft in the heart of Britain, and in the city of London, the center of Europe's Pilgrim Society. Then you have Pilgrim Society, New York City. Rockefellers, the owners of New York City, brought the chapter of Pilgrim Society and opened a chapter in New York City in their, basically, their residence. O9A endorses Biden-Harris in a 2024 campaign. This was just released. I'll read what it says. Politics can be summarized as a net loss for humanity, a political system we have adopted out of the fear of others, in which the lowest common denominator of opportunism and emotionality triumphs over any kind of leadership. That being said, democracy is failing. This is an occult group. They're Satanists. They worship Satan, Lucifer. Worldwide nations are going broke, preparing for war, inundated with refugees, beset by internal refugees, ruled by careerist psychopaths, and perhaps most ominously, electing leaders who are associated with foreign powers. This means that the arc of history bends toward the end of democracy and soon. They're telling the truth. The end of democracy and soon. Continuing. The last thing we want right now is one of these Christian band-aid do-gooders like Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis to take over and fix things. This is what they fear. Because the occult world rules in the United States through Biden, Obama in the background, all the cabinet members, and by Harris. We want to rush into the abyss so that the end of history, quoting within a quote, can come to its natural terminus and a new dark age will be visited upon the earth. Now, I'm going to stop with this. A new dark age may be visited upon the earth. I've discussed this before. I'm going to discuss it again, what I'm going to present. The devil worshippers, the Satanists, in the occult societies in this country, stated at the end of 1999, that this century that we are in will be a satanic century. You don't like me talking about this, but it's time to listen. We are in their satanic century, and I just ended that last part of that paragraph. I got to go to a break. Be right back. The Middle East. The present.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes.
Okay, and I'm going to finish where I finished after that, at the last segment, quoting out of the Order of Nine Angels. Their document, which was just released, we want to rush into the abyss so that the end of history can come to its natural terminus and a new dark age will be visited upon the earth. At the end of last century, these people who serve the devil stated this would be a satanic century. It was their plan to take over the world and bring the whole world into worship, the worship of Satan. What is Antichrist and the false prophet going to do? They're going to, this cup in the book of Revelation 17 isn't just death and mayhem and evil. It is actually part of it. It is, the objective is to bring this country, the United States of America, a Christian-based country, completely eliminate Judeo-Christian thinking, thought, Christians, people that worship any whether they be Catholic, Lutheran, etc., and bring in Satan worship to this country, and only Satan worship. This is a black swan event. You could say that by them proclaiming these occultists, this would be the satanic century. By 2030, this nation will have no Christmas, no Easter, no Thanksgiving, nothing religious. There'll be no Hanukkah. There will be no Jewish feasts celebrated in this nation. There will only be the worship of every occult holiday in the United States of America by 2030. Before that, most likely, but by 2030 for sure. They will get their way. They will bring about what they have been planning. And now they're open. They're in the open. They are presenting it to us openly. This will be a black swan event. This will be something that we would consider unpredictable. But I'm telling you, it has been predicted. These witches, like this woman that I was reading from earlier, she, for CBS, she's predicting. I have probably 80% sure she is in some kind of secret society, has sworn allegiance to something other than the United States of America. I'll finish this thought. In this new era, might will make right. They're going to bring the hand, the iron hand and the velvet glove. They're going to take off the velvet glove. Might will make right. The claw and tooth will always be red. Now you're talking about what is happening in Ukraine coming to the streets of the United States of America. Blood will cross the land like an ever-flowing stream. The strong will oppress the weak. The weak will die, and natural selection will resume. This can only happen through weak humanist leaders that will stumble its way into war, famine, recession, terrorism, corruption, and human misery. Well, what about what they're talking about? What is that? The worst kind of evil? Just as evil as war, as evil as famine, recession, terrorism, as evil as corruption and human misery, might will make right? Now this is hypocrisy. The suicides will leave before the battles commence. Only Biden-Harris can bring about this advancement in history, of history. And therefore, we endorse the Biden-Harris occult campaign. That's my own thought. The Biden-Harris campaign, all of whom are in, most likely, everyone in the occult, in one form of one of these secret societies, the thousands of secret societies, Rosicrucian, Freemasonry, they may be Skull and Bones. They can be the members of the Red Cross, or the Rosy Cross. Who knows? The Biden-Harris campaign in 2024. This is who these occult people support. Birds of a feather flock together, and they know the only one that can bring about what they want to accomplish is Joe, where are you going with your hand, Biden? And Kamala, the not vice president of this country. She's not the vice president. She's in a position of power. She is not the vice president. Joe is not the president. Donald Trump is still the president. And Melania is still the first lady. A lady with dignity. And her husband, who they fear still. And the reason they fear him is because he was put in place, Donald Trump was put in place as a black swan event to put terror and fear and horror in the occult power network in this country. They fear Donald Trump because he had the power of the Holy Spirit behind him. He had the power of the Christian people behind him. And they were praying for him. And they're the ones who made him great. Because God had planned for him to be in that position. We'll be back after the break. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
My Towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made My Towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring-spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a six-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas.
Okay. So you have this woman. And before I forget, whatdoesitmean.com, the articles that I have been using as a springboard out of whatdoesitmean.com, Christmas Day 2023, their article. This way you won't forget it. They bring this out on Christmas Day. And it was very important. And I read it, and I thought, aha. Now, the Black Swan events, I understand what they're saying. I understand what this Catherine Herridge is stating. She is predicting She is forecasting through her occult abilities what's coming. Most of these people, not all, but in all of mainstream media, they have sworn allegiance to most likely some secret society. Men and women. They may be, as women, they may be the daughters of, what is it with Freemasonry? The daughters of Job, Job's daughters. If you swear an oath to any society, you better be careful, whether it be the Moose Lodge or what are the other ones? Moose Lodge, the Elks. Swearing allegiance is very dangerous. Christ said, don't make oaths. The Black Swan event that's coming in 2024. Barry Satoru, or Barack Obama, is going to resume his position as president of this country. And at some point, he won't have a vice president. He'll have people around him. But the most important person that will be around him, in his proximity, in his employ, will be Bill Gates. And why is that? Because last week, in the last 10 days, it has been made clear Obama is leaning not to people, but he is leaning to AI. AI is going to be the main apparatus that he is going to use to rule the world and to destroy the Christian people out of this country. Oh, I can hear the devil worshipers rejoicing with that kind of a comment. That's okay. You remove the true people, the true Christian people out of this country. You put them to death. You behead them. You martyr them. You whatever you do to them, it's okay. Because they are with Christ in his hand for eternity. Their suffering is done. It's over. But the eternal suffering of the wicked who do this evil, it's best they stay alive. It's best they stay on this earth. This will be their hell. And this hell on earth is going to be much more enjoyable. And what they suffer on this earth while they are physically alive than what they're going to experience on the other side. This is why Christianity is so unique. Because Jesus Christ is the only individual, well, the prophets of Israel also, that made it clear. Don't fear the person that kills you. Fear the person that is able to commit your eternal soul to fire. That's the person you should fear. Don't fear the person that comes with the gun. Well, we're done for today. And we will be back tomorrow. Regular programming will resume tomorrow. So, have a wonderful day after Christmas. Talk to you tomorrow.
Stop in to say hi. Let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.